standby for survival net.
I'll come back to your CQ. This is Marty, November 2, India Romeo Juliet, N2 IRJ. I went back to you yesterday and you acknowledged that, but I was having technical problems and I wasn't really sure how much of me you even heard, but we did at least get the frequency for a while. So I'll send it back to you, and you're my very first contact since my grounding changes. And I want to find out if that has helped any. Over.
Wow, that's hard to believe. I'm running about 700 watts, and that's the most I can push out of this. Over.
Every word, it's not strong, but for a barefoot signal, it's appropriately strong. For barefoot, I assume that's about 100 watts.
Yes, Marty,
they're almost the same, except I want to say at my QTH, which is closer to you, I think you're a little bit stronger. However, there was a little more QSB. The other antenna had more of an airiness to it, but it was a more consistent. If we talk a little more, I can give you more details. Over. See, but it's a different antenna, isn't it? Now it's QSBing downward, and I'm not sure which one to advise you on. Let me do this. Let me check with my associate in Western Pennsylvania, and sometimes when I'm hearing you well, he doesn't hear you, and vice versa. So just hold on a moment, and I'll get him on the phone real fast and find out. Over. Okay, this is N2IRJ back, and in consultation with Kevin, it's really hard to tell because there's so much line noise there, but he'd probably have to lean towards the first one, and I have to agree, especially if the first one was without amplification, because even with your amplification on this antenna, I described to you how it instantaneously possibly achieved higher peaks, but the overall QSB of it made it on average
probably a little bit harder to listen to. Over.
Okay, copy that. Is this any better now, Marty? Over.
If this transmission, yes, this particular transmission is stronger and better, and no QSB.
Category for right now.
Normally, I have a homebrew tube amplifier which produces more power, and eventually I plan to get it back home. The whole station is being redone, and wires are being put everywhere, and it's a hell of a mess. And the amplifier is broken, and you know, I need to do that. Like Vic said on the Survival Net, maybe he and Al, they were talking, he said you have to have a strong signal to hold the net because of the nice kind of people we run into. And you know, just like last night on the Liberty Net. And I historically was able to fulfill that need with Vic. He had a strong signal, and I had a strong one, and a few others. But over the years, those guys died, and only a few of us are left. So, I wanted in the worst way to break in and try and help you last night, but unfortunately, I didn't have the bugs out yet, and I couldn't. I would have just been flea power myself. So, anyway, just know that a lot of people are still out there rooting for you, even if you don't hear them on the air, and, you know, in the chat room, and, you know, Vic mentions other times too, and other people as well. I'm glad you established that working relationship with Al. And of course, I recorded it. You might not have been aware, but the last several survival nets I recorded from my QTH because I was receiving it better than Kevin was at his location. He's taken proactive steps, though. He's contacted the electric company, and he raised so much stink. Not that he wanted to. He tried doing it very peacefully, but they are idiots, and they just wanted to read off of a script. And the good news is he got a contact finally to a true RFI manager or supervisor or something to that effect. So Kevin has spent a lot of time riding around street by street and found two sources. God, he must have put, I'd estimate, 15 miles on his car going back and forth on all those streets to find those places. So with the two of us making simultaneous recordings, we'll probably be able to always succeed. Over. Wow, you're one of the lucky ones to have a cherry picker. My neighbor had one a few weeks ago, but it was out near the roadway, near the curbing, and it was possible for the telescoping arms to reach to the very tops of his trees, and I wish that I could have gotten them to come over to my place and you know, erect some things high up. last year worked with two friends trying to make a dipole high atop the trees, but unfortunately it didn't turn out. We couldn't get the wire up high enough, and boy did we try hard. There was a lot of sweat involved in that process.
project. But we did get a lot of other things fixed, and maybe other things yet to come. Right now, for your information, I'm using my good old-fashioned vertical from about 25 years ago. It's leaning more and more as the year goes by, and the woodchucks even have eaten part of the base, which was an old telephone pole. But believe it or not, I keep coming back to this one because it's the only one that's left. The other one got eaten up by the hurricane. Over.
Well, speaking of such things, towards the end of this transmission, it did. It faded off and went into the noise.
And this also happened a few transmissions ago in the very beginning. I didn't even know you were there, and then suddenly I could ever so barely hear you creeping out of the noise, and your signal built up over about a 25-second period, and then I heard you okay. So, yeah, we both have challenges ahead. When we finally get the net going here, I'll bow out because I need to discuss all sorts of technical details about the operations here. They changed the streaming and recording. All kinds of changes are happening behind the scenes, and it's creating lots of work for us. But it's really improving the reliability and stability and high fidelity and everything else that, you know, we both strive for. So after someone else comes in and starts chatting with you, I'll bow out. But so I'll say my 7:03 now, even though it's not quite time, and I'll chat with you about a few things. I didn't get to hear the whole net from last week, but I did record it, and I saw Kevin's write-up on it about the ethanol. And there were a couple times where I wanted to break in to the net and add my knowledge. Like you, it's in the realm of engineering. I'm an engineering physicist. And it turns out that what's really worse for the car in nylon 44, which the fuel injectors are made of, is methanol. Although alcohol is bad in its own right because of its lack of BTU content, among other things. It burdens with an invisible flame, and you know that, at least in its pure state. I mean, it has one great advantage, a high octane, but you have to have a special engine with a high compression ratio to extract that. So sometimes little bits are put in as so-called dry gas to absorb the water. You know, if it's chemical, it's a molecule that absorbs water. It's not hydrophobic, it's hydrophilic. But if you dilute it too much, then it goes beyond what the engine was set for, or its ability to compensate. And over long periods of time, yes, it will adversely affect certain components of the fuel system, especially on older cars. And I was going to comment too on one of the other nets you ran, talking about antibiotics, and I was going to talk about the little bit I know there in medicine, whereby certain ones are deeply penetrating and others are like lightly penetrating just with the surface. For example, the tetracycline, which is sold at the pet health food store, it's the identical stuff that you have to get a prescription for as a human being. It was under the brand name back in those days as Sumicin. That will cure pimples and all kinds of bacteriological infections on the surface of the skin. But if you have something deeply rooted in yourself, like Lyme disease, that's where you need doxycycline, which is, again, a sulfa drug, but it's one that penetrates deep into the body, the heart and the bone and all that, and it maybe doesn't help cure teenagers' pimples, but it will sure get rid of the Lyme disease. So those are some of the thoughts I had from previous survival nets. This is N2IRJ. Back to you, Jim.
Nobody thought there was anything valuable in it, and they left it alone. Another requirement for bug out bags is that they need to be custom and tailored. custom and tailored to your climate, to your area, and to your own needs. So it's never a good idea to buy a pre-made bug-out bag. And the other overall consideration is that if you're going to make a bug-out bag, besides just making the bag itself, you absolutely have to practice. You have to get outside. You have to practice purifying water. You should practice building a fire, especially when it's cold or when it's wet. You should practice outdoor cooking. You should practice building makeshift shelters. You should practice sleeping out in the woods, hiking, etc. All the things that can happen to you in a bug-out situation. If you're really serious about it, you need to practice these things. So that's the overview, Marty, and everybody else who's listening. That's the overview for bug-out bags. And those are the ground rules that we're going to use to discuss this. So at this time, this is AP3RA for ID. Are there any other check-ins right now for SurvivalNet? Over.
November 1, Uniform, India Lima.
Kilo 3, Delta Kilo.
Okay, I had November 1, Uniform, India Lima, Rich, and I have J3DK Zener, and I did hear somebody else in there. Go ahead, there was another check-in.
November 1, Bravo Hotel Quebec.
November 1, Bravo Hotel Quebec, that's Greg. Do we have any other check-ins on SurvivalNet? Over. Okay, so Marty, I think you said you wanted to back out as soon as some other people checked in. I'll go ahead and listen for your final, Marty.
Thank you very much. You are an excellent net controller. You really do listen. And that's what I said. And incidentally, I can give you one last signal report. You actually went up to a 15 over briefly, but other times the QSB took you down near the noise level. So it turns out that 95% of the time, you're at my QTH very clear, very understandable. You know, no RF on the audio. Everything's beautiful. And then maybe 5% of the time it QSBs down. So that's the story of tonight's ionosphere, I guess, involving my location and antenna anyway. I have normally a beverage antenna to pick you up, and I pick you up better. It's aimed right around your house, Dieter's house, and Richie's house, kind of in that vicinity. And I find that's the best location to get the three of you, plus the rest of the United States. I'll leave by saying that you might want to tell people what the definition of a bug-out bag is, but I can say that if you're into mosquito covering, such as what is used especially in South America in campgrounds, this was brought to my attention by Kevin once doing a LibertyNet lookup. And even though I think the LibertyNet, our amateur radio discussion forum, comes out as the number one hit on a search engine such as Google, also what came up next was the Liberty Net. It was actually a mosquito net, and it gave you liberty from the mosquito bites. So I thought I'd throw that in as a little chuckle. And I want to say hello. It's been a while, but hello, my friends who are on frequency now, checking in and filling the net with friendship and good advice. And we'll do it again, too, on the Liberty Net. And I don't have the ability to do the phone patch yet. I was asked that yesterday in the chat room, and I was unable to respond. But never fear. We really are working hard, and it takes more than one person to accomplish this, especially after the hurricane damage. I was without electricity for 12 days and without food and water because my well pump runs on electricity. It turns out the fuel was the problem. I have an emergency generator even, but I couldn't get to a gas station to get me extra fuel. So that's what happened. That's my case. So I learned. Should have had the SurvivalNet before, and I knew this could happen, but I never expected it to be that long, and it was. So yep, the net's all yours. Nice chatting with you here, and you gave me the opportunity to test out the new system at low power. N2IRJ, over to you, Jim, and signing clear for now.
Yes, N2IRJ, low power. I kind of have to chuckle at that. I also have to chuckle at the thought of Liberty Net being a mosquito net. You know, some of the people who pester us during Liberty Net.